Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones joining us now. Tim, that was Sheriff Tony Helms from Camden County, Missouri. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Mark, it's right on the mark. You know, Mark, we used to talk about this all the time in the legislature. You know, it'd be wonderful if we could do this, but we cannot legislate smart, Mark, and we can't outlaw stupid. You know, I mean, and the sheriffs were some of my most favorite people to deal with during my time in the legislature. Not just because my uncle Kenny Jones was a state rep ahead of me. He was a former sheriff, and so is our governor Mike Parson. In fact, my uncle and Mike Parson are very good friends down there in Polk and Moniteau counties, right down there next to each other in south central, kind of west Missouri. But the sheriffs, Mark, they were purveyors of the law, right? They had to enforce the laws. However, Mark, unlike some of the bureaucrats that unfortunately get into some of these departments, and you know, there so many of our people that wear the uniform, they're awesome people. They understand so much. But the sheriffs, Mark, they're elected by the people, right? They have to stand for election every 4 years. They stay close to the people. They stay closer to the people than many others in public service. And even our state reps and senators, right? Because think about what the sheriffs have to do. They have to go out every single day and uphold their oath to the Constitution. In reality, it's not just words that they say every 4 years in a nice, comfortable chamber. They then go out into the streets, into the alleys, you know, into the land, and they actually have to deal with the people every single day. And so I think they have a greater understanding of the people than a lot of our elected officials. And they're tasked with that incredible, awesome burden of upholding the Constitution, the laws of the state of Missouri, and the laws of whatever their localities are. So the sheriffs, Mark, tend to be the most common sense folks around. And they understand that, you know, Mark, as much as we would love to wrap everybody in bubble wrap and never suffer or die from anything ever again, this is the first time we've attempted to do that in human history. And I'm not sure why we're treating this threat any worse than any of the others before us. The left has decided to use this crisis, and they've done it very successfully to this point, although I think people are starting to get wiser to it. They've tried to use it to take away personal responsibility. And that's what this country was founded upon: individualism, freedom, liberty, the right to self-governance. You have the right to make a mistake in America. You have the right to fail. And you have the right to make bad choices. And hopefully you learn from that and you do better the next time. And the biggest problem with everything that we've had to deal with, I think, with COVID-19, this novel coronavirus, is that people have forgotten it's a novel coronavirus. It's a new coronavirus. And so people seem to, instead of sort of taking an approach of let's make sure we understand what the data is and the information is, they take a tidbit from, you know, the day du jour, and then they run with it. And they've been running with it from the beginning to the point, Mark, where there's now new articles out that say that and new data sets out that say, guess what? This coronavirus is 13 times less deadly than we originally thought way back in the ancient history times of March 2020, when the WHO and the Imperial College model out of the UK basically caused the entire globe to shut down before all the data was in. And I don't know that I'm not going to second guess anything. I'm not going to second guess President Trump. If he hadn't gone as extreme, Mark, you know they would have crucified him for not protecting America enough. So the president had to go to that extreme because that's what everybody was telling me at the time. But now it's time for the party, you know, the self-proclaimed party of data and science, the Democratic Party, to understand that we have new data, we have new science, we have new facts, and it's perhaps time to look at this this pandemic in a different light.
Well, now, Tim, they are claiming that Missouri used wrong numbers in how they've reported their cases so far. Missouri among the states that conflated coronavirus test results. But they didn't. But because if you look at their dashboard, none of the numbers have changed. They're just the article seems to be arguing that Missouri made a mistake by conflating the results for active infection with those from antibody testing. Well, you either have had the virus or you haven't. It strikes me the real indicator is how many people are dying from it, and more importantly, who's dying from it. And there's a very clear line there, very clear line, that this is the group you need to protect, and the rest of us are not at that great of a risk from this illness. The numbers are as plain as the nose on my face.
Those are the exact two metrics that you just referred to that we should be concerned about. How many people get so sick that they need to go to the hospital, right? So how are our hospitals doing? What is the hospitalization usage rate? Remember back in the early days, again, I'm going back like 4 to 5 weeks here, the left and the liberal media hyper-focused on hospitals. Remember, Mark, the hospitals were going to be overwhelmed. The hospitals were going to be out of supplies. The doctors, nobody was going to be able to keep up. We literally trucked massive U.S. Navy medical ships to California and New York to prepare for the surge. And even in the epicenter, New York City, the worst affected case in the entire nation, they used 70 beds on that hospital ship. They packed it up 2 or 3 weeks ago to no fanfare, to no media coverage whatsoever, and they took it somewhere else where it would be better needed. All of the field hospitals that were set up by the National Guard across the country, I saw a graphic on this the other day, Mark. There was dozens of them, dozens and dozens and dozens. Very few of them were ever even utilized. You're talking single-digit treatments to patients being done. And so the hospitals were not overwhelmed. They're not going to be overwhelmed. So we did what we were asked to. We flattened that curve. Secondly, as you said, the mortality rate. What is that true mortality rate? It seems like the left and the liberal media want to avoid those things. The only thing they've got left that they seem to focus on every single day is this giant case number, right? Oh, cases are up. Cases are up. Infections are up. Well, what does that mean? If that doesn't mean that people aren't getting sick and aren't dying and aren't using the hospitals, well, so what? There's diseases in this world that people get sick from every single day. And some of them we're neglecting. What about all the people that aren't getting treatment for strokes, for cancer, for heart disease, for lung disease, for all of these things that they're staying home for because they're scared to death to walk out of their homes? They're not getting treatment for the last 3 months. Mark, there's predictions out there that the deaths from the non-treatment and non-care of all of those diseases and many more that I didn't mention are going to be in the tens of thousands that otherwise would not have been. The left continues to focus on one thing. It's because I We go back to this every week. It's political to them. This is the one piece of political dynamite, the one political club that they think they have finally found after 3.5 years of trying everything and the kitchen sink to throw at President Donald J. Trump. They were hoping to ride this all the way to November. It doesn't seem like it was serious, but it doesn't seem to be as terrifying enough for them to continue to use this as a political weapon. And it's a real shame, Mark, because to use the American people as political pawns when real people are actually getting sick and dying is a real shame. But that's what the far left has come down to.
Tim, it's all they've got left because their candidate keeps doing really dumb things. Every week, he never lets us down. This was his latest gaffe, in case you missed it. Cut 15, please.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Biden just is he's the gift that keeps on giving. And he's backed off that a little bit and said that he was being a wise guy and he shouldn't have been. But that doesn't explain everything about Joe Biden. That's why they've got to change your focus from Biden to something else. Please,
yeah, Mark,
look over here for a minute.
Mark, why did they think it was a good idea to put Joe Biden on the Breakfast Club show with Charlamagne Tha God in the first place? You know, I mean, the whole thing, Biden looks like such a goofball. It looks like a Saturday Night Live skit from the very beginning. What in the world are you doing putting a 77, almost 70-year-old white guy on a hip, young, progressive show like that with Charlamagne? I mean, Joe Biden, this is the guy they came up with, Mark. The party of progressivism and the new face of America, and, you know, they always talk about the Browning of America and we got, and all this stuff, and they're so woke and all this. They had 24 candidates, maybe more than 24. And they came, the cream of the crop, they decided, was the 77-year-old, 45-plus-year politician white guy. It's really shocking, isn't it, that after all the choices they had, after all the new, fresh faces they could have chosen from, this is the guy they came up with. And it's to be expected, Mark, right? There's going to be more. Yeah, and Chris Christie talked about this over the weekend. He was arguing with Rahm Emanuel, and they first argued about that clip. But then Chris Christie went deeper, and he said, you know, there's no real surprise here. The surprise is when he doesn't say something in one of these interviews. The problem is if you keep trotting out Joe Biden, then you keep reminding people who President Trump is running against. The Democratic Party and the left, they need this to be the only hope they have, and I still think they fail, but the only hope they have is to continue to remind people in their minds how horrible Donald Trump is, how terrible Donald Trump is, well, you know, what a mess Donald Trump is, how much of a failure he is, blah, blah, blah. Trump, 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 we hate Trump. But the minute they remind people that it's actually a choice between Trump and Biden, Trump wins every single time. And I thought that Governor Christie made an excellent point there.
That's a good one. Tim, listen, thanks again, my friend, and I appreciate you filling in yesterday. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I thought I saw you in one of those swimming pools, not the Lake of the Ozarks. I'm glad you had a good time.
I was in a pool of fish. Thank you. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Fish.
Thanks.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. I went to school yesterday, right? I was in a school of fish. That's it.
Get more at 971talk.com.